This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. While some of us dread the daily "what do I wear today" conundrum, for some people, getting dressed up in the morning is like a ritual and a commitment to leave the house in nothing but their finest.
I started wearing bow ties this year, like every day, so also neckties. I just dress around the bow tie. Yeah, I'm loving the bow ties.
That's Michelangelo Caprero. We spotted his unique look in San Francisco's Bernal Heights neighborhood. Caprero is embracing the dapper fashion of the 1950s and 60s, a look that's been making a comeback over the past few years. Some major fashion outlets like Banana Republic have modeled an entire line after the popular TV program Mad Men.
We've taken Mad Men and made it into the Banana Republic customer.
It's so elegant and beautiful.
No corseting.
But for a woman who prefers to dress in a more masculine style, certain looks can be a challenge. Today, we have a peek into the closet of one local woman who defines herself as a dapper butch and has created a style she calls her own. KLW's Lila Day brings us the story.
And I think today what I'm going to wear is a tweed sports coat that I got years ago in Bloomingdale's, actually. It was on sale.
Twee Nguyen is going through her closet. Her clothes are arranged neatly. Lots of blues and grays with a collection of colorful bow ties.
Today I'm going to wear this oxblood knit tie. I usually think like having like a little subtle detail in your outfit really brings out your whole outfit.
Nguyen says that her sense of fashion came at a young age. Her mother was a seamstress and took pride in the outfits she made for her and her brothers. And Nguyen made sure her mom knew that she wasn't into frills and puffy pink dresses.
It's like, put it on, take a picture, and hurry the up and take it off me, you know? It's like, get this big bow off me. God, like, what are you putting me in this, like, weird garment?
With time, her mom began to embrace her daughter's masculine style. She started sewing her lavender pantsuits instead of dresses.
I always kind of would demand to like have it a certain look. Like I would, if she was going to say, I'm going to make you this, then I would be like, okay, as long as you put the pockets here and I want it to be like this. And, you know, so I would try to direct her to like not make it too girly the way that she would want it to be, and I would always suggest, like, can you kind of make it like, you know, like boyish.
Eventually, Nguyen learned to sew her own clothes, taper her own jeans, and create her own sense of fashion, one that allowed her to express her identity as a butch woman. She says finding the right fit among store-bought clothes isn't just frustrating, but it's sometimes embarrassing.
I used to always shop in the men's section, or because I'm small, one day it hit me. I was like, oh, let's see what's in the boys' section.
She says she got used to the weird looks she'd get from salespeople and their attempts to redirect her to the women's section. But even boys' clothes are limiting for a butch woman.
There are certain men's boxer briefs that I like. And sometimes, you know, I'll go shopping and, you know, so many of them have, yeah, like the bulge where I'm just like, it just looks funny on me. Like, my style is generally, like, I like things to fit me right. It has to be the right length on my sleeves. It has to be the right length of pants. Button-down shirts, you know, with men's shirts can be a little tricky because women have shape.
But that shape isn't something she wants to accentuate.
That's another thing that some butch women have to struggle with, is, like, finding clothes that fit for them that will still look masculine, but they don't necessarily want to accentuate the curves, you know, and I think, you know, some busty butches wear binding, you know, or they have top surgery.
Binding is when women use a tight fabric to minimize their chest size. Nguyen says she doesn't need to do this because she's small up top. But she also says that it's something most designers don't consider. Swimsuits are especially hard to find.
When you're going on vacation, you're like, oh, God, what do I wear for like, the beach, you know? Like, oftentimes, like, I find myself wearing, like a tank top underneath and then a T-shirt over, and I'm just like, gosh, why am I layering? And, like, I'm at the beach or I'm swimming. Like, this is all this layer is just weighing me down in the water.
Wynn says that creating the right style for butch women is an exercise in creativity. She's surprised that butch fashion on its own doesn't have a stronger market in the Bay Area.
This has been an ongoing topic of conversation for a lot of women in the queer community. Like, it's either like, well, no one has done it yet, or they don't have the money, or they've tried and they weren't able to be successful. Or I've always dreamt of like having a haberdashery for butch women.
So recently, she launched a clothing line. She'll measure your hips, bust, and inseam, and custom tailor that dapper look that Wynn says is making a comeback.
As a butch person, what fashion means to me is just, this is who I am, this is what I like, and I'm not trying to look like, I don't want to be a man, you know? Like, I'm very comfortable being a butch woman. I'm very comfortable having this, like, way of also, like, making other people who aren't very familiar with that type of identity just kind of like, hey, like, why do I think a woman should look like this, and a man should look like this, like, or a girl should look like this, or a little boy should look like this? But just, like, thinking of, like, oh, this is an individual person, and this is their style.
So now, her individual dapper butch style can be tailor-made for anyone. No strings attached. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.